Dr. Christian's office. Yes, Judy speaking. Bill! Well, Bill Monahan. What's new? Oh, Bill, your hand? I see. Firing the furnace.
It's the Vaseline program, the only show in radio where the audience writes the scripts. And tonight, Charlotte, North Carolina gets the honors with prize winner Mrs. Dana M. Stevens of 301 East Boulevard, whose play is called Girl Trouble. Jean Herschel is starred as Dr. Christian, and Rosemary DeCamp plays Judy Price.
Next time you look for a half-burned coal in the furnace ashes, Bill, don't use your hand. Well, you're lucky it was just a small burn. I'll bet it hurt at that. Not for long? Don't tell me. You use Vaseline petroleum jelly. No, I'm not psychic, Bill. I just know how grand Vaseline petroleum jelly is for burns. Oh, yes, indeed. Vaseline petroleum jelly is so soothing. And you'll be delighted with the wonderfully quick way Vaseline petroleum jelly helps promote healing, too. You should have read a recent report in the medical journal, Bill, about a test made by the Henry Ford Hospital in Detroit. Of 84 local dressings used in treating minor industrial burns, petroleum jelly promoted the quickest recovery. Oh, yes, Vaseline petroleum jelly is the world's leading brand in jelly. So anytime anyone in your family gets a minor burn, go to the medicine chest and get the Vaseline petroleum jelly. Just spread it on fine mesh gauze and place over the burn. Bandage firmly, but not tightly. Of course, if the burn is deep or covers a wide area, you always call the doctor. Vaseline petroleum jelly, always handy. And Bill, call up again soon. Yes, goodbye.
Now for the play. The time is mid-evening on a cold night in early December, and the crowds who have been to the first show are pouring out of the River's End movie house. Dr. Christian has been stopped in the lobby by his friend, Luther Jacoby. And as Judy Price waits for him under the lighted marquee, she's chatting with the doctor's neighbors, Mr. and Mrs. Ramsey, and their little daughter, Marie.
It was a marvelous picture, wasn't it?
One of the best I've seen in a long time. I'm glad we brought Marie.
You know, Judy, I don't usually let Marie go to a picture on a school night, but her father's inclined to indulge her.
Mother thinks I'm an absolute infant. She'll never let me grow up.
Oh, where have I heard that complaint before? How old are you, Marie?
I'm going 12.
The stag line is forming.
Luther, I've told you before, I think you and Mrs. Jacoby worry too much about the boy.
We don't mean to, Dr. Christian, but as you know, he's his grandfather's only heir. We want to bring him up to be worthy of the responsibility of that big fortune.
The best training he could have right now is to get out with a boy his own age and size and learn to take it. He'll get along with his own generation. If he can do that, the future will take care of itself. Oh, all right, Judy. Let's go along. I hate to ask you to stop at the office, but I have just a few things I'd like to clear up.
Oh, I don't mind, Doctor. I enjoyed the picture so much, I feel refreshed and ready for...
Run ahead, Marie, and put the porch light on, will you, dear?
Yes, Mother.
Pretty.
And it's such a satisfaction. You know, I'd hate to have an ugly daughter.
How could you have, my dear? Marie looks exactly like her beautiful mother.
Why, John, you're sweet.
Mother! Daddy, come quick!
What's the matter? What is it?
Daddy!
Here, coming, chicken.
Oh, hurry. It's a body. A dead body. Right on our front porch.
Here, Hugh, lay him on the couch. Is he breathing?
I think so. Easy now. Get the pillow down flat. Now, there.
Oh, whatever could have happened, Hugh? Who do you suppose has mistreated the boy so?
It's the Jacoby lad, isn't it, Marie?
Yes. Oh, Mother, isn't it awful? What could have happened?
Well, the kid's almost frozen. Get a heavy blanket, Marie. Let's warm him up. Here, let me unbutton his shirt. You rub his hands, Edna?
Yes.
Johnny, can you hear me?
Look where the cord's cut into his wrist.
Here's the blanket, Mother.
Thanks, dear. Switch on more light, will you? And Hugh, hurry and call his mother and father. Oh, it's a good thing the house is so warm.
Oh, Mother, is he really breathing?
Yes, dear. Now, don't get upset. Go out in the kitchen and get a pitcher of water and glass.
Jacoby? This is Hugh Ramsey. Can you and Mrs. Jacoby come right over here? Yes, it's urgent. Now, don't get panicky. But Johnny is here with us, and he's had an accident. Yes, I'm going to call Dr. Christian right away. Is the boy any warmer?
A little, but he's shaking like a leaf.
Dr. Christian, this is Hugh Ramsey. Can you come right over here? Yes, the Jacoby boy is at my house, and he's in pretty bad condition. Someone left him bound and tied on my porch. Of course, bring Judy. All right, doctor. Just come right in.
Johnny. Johnny, can you hear me? Marie, quit trembling so. You're going to be all right.
But, Mother, isn't it awful?
Yes, Marie, now don't be so excited. Dr. Christian and Judy are coming right over.
In, Mr. and Mrs. Jacoby.
Where is he? Where's my boy?
He's on the living room couch.
What happened? Is he badly hurt?
We don't know.
Oh, Johnny, darling, what have they done to you? Can't you tell Mother?
This is terrible. What happened?
We found him bound and gagged in our front porch when we got home.
Have you examined him?
We got him on the couch and loosened his clothes, and Edna has been shaving his hands.
Johnny, boy, look.
Dr. Christian, we're so glad you've come.
Good evening, Marie. Where's the patient?
In the living room.
Hello, Marie.
Oh, Judy, isn't it awful? Bound and gagged right on our front porch.
My bag, Judy. I'll go right in.
Oh, Dr. Christian.
Good evening,
calm,
folks.
Marie. Dr. Christian will do his best.
Well, what's the trouble here? His pulse strong, too fast. Here, take your hand from over your face, young man. And over your eyes. Judy's on board, please.
Yes, doctor.
Here, Johnny, take this tablet. It'll quiet your nerves.
Oh, look at him shiver, Dr. Christian. We haven't been able to get him to speak a word.
No!
Just listen to him go.
Tell me the details.
I'd be just a hazing stunt, but...
Believe me, I won't rest until every boy in the gang is rounded up and put behind bars.
But why in the world would they leave him here?
They probably didn't stop to think where they were dumping him, or maybe they become frightened and dropped him on the nearest...
No, who tied you? Did they hear to Christian? Why won't he speak?
Relax and get over his shock.
He's tied with in the gang.
I pitied the things. I was so anxious.
Yes?
Hmm. Talk, he can unrival this mystery.
Side, I think I'll go out and look around myself.
No.
Oh, John, if you think it'll be all right and there's no danger, we'll take him home.
Yes, it'll be all right to take him home.
Well, why not leave him here for tonight? And I think we could put you up too, Mrs. Jacoby.
Oh, that's very nice of
you. Oh, no, I think absolute quiet and rest in his own bed is the very best thing for Johnny right now. He'll be all right after a good night's sleep. I'll look in on him in the morning.
Dr. Christian, look at the morning paper. Johnny's picture on the front page.
Yeah.
Could that have been an attempt at kidnapping, as the writer of this item seems to think?
I don't believe so.
Well, the boy's grandfather's very rich.
Nevertheless, I don't think so. It's more likely a boyish prank.
Well, then the little rascal should be severely dealt with. Johnny's never harmed anyone. He's a model of deportment. Always stands at the head of his classes, too.
Perhaps that's the funny one. Wait and see what the police find out.
Well, at least he isn't in bad condition. It was the cutest thing, the way he peeked through his fingers at the pretty little Marie Ramsey when he thought no one was looking. You know, I kept my fingers on his pulse quite a lot while there.
Yes, and did it flutter when Marie asked if he would die.
Well, I hope he just take pneumonia.
I promised Mrs. Jacoby we would come by and check on Johnny first thing in the morning. So we better leave here before people begin coming in.
Johnny, why won't you speak to Mother? You feel better this morning, don't you, dear? Now come and eat this good warm cereal I brought you. Won't you try to remember for Mother?
Well, hi, young man. Ready to open up? I think you could help us a lot. You never were unconscious. Now don't be afraid and tell us all you know about who tied you. Nobody's going to hurt you, son.
Oh, we still can't get him to speak a word. The doctor says it's a nervous reaction. Here, dear, take this tablet. Dr. Christian left it for you.
Come in, Dr. Christian. Come in, Judy.
Hello, everybody. Well, hello, young man. Feeling better? You're getting a little color on your face. Let's see, Pulse did a little fast. Has he been coughing any, Mrs. Jacoby?
No. No, except when he groans and strangles.
Let me see your throat, young man.
Dr. Christian, can't he talk or just won't he talk?
He'll open up after a while. Ah, it's the first time you've ever been questioned by the police, isn't it, Johnny?
No. You found any further clues, Sergeant Kelly?
Well, we are sure it was an amateur job, probably just a joke.
It was a pretty rotten one. But Johnny might have died of exposure. Suppose the Ramseys escaped later or entered by their back door. He might have frozen to death.
I don't think that would have happened.
Did you notice what he was tied with, Dr. Christian?
Oh, clothesline, a piece of twine, and a rusty piece of wire.
Those are hardly the tools of a tough and criminal. We've had lots of trouble lately with a bunch of lawless teenage boys.
Oh, excuse me. Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Jacoby. This is Marie.
Oh, good morning, Marie.
I called up to ask how Johnny is.
Well, I believe he's a little better this morning.
Is he able to talk?
No, he hasn't spoken a word yet.
What did Dr. Christian say? Did he come over this morning?
Yes, Dr. Christian and Judy are both here now.
Mother says, will you call us when you find out anything?
Yes, indeed, we will, Marie. And thank you for calling.
Mother says to give our love to Johnny.
Thank you, Marie. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
That was little Marie Ramsey, Johnny, inquiring about you. She said her love.
His pulse is up, Doctor.
I believe it's just contrariness that keeps him from answering our questions. I can't understand it. I feel sure he could talk, if he would.
Now, if all of you would go downstairs, I think Judy and I can get Johnny to tell us all about who tied him up.
Well, all right, if you think that's best. Call me if you need me.
I'll wait outside, Doctor.
Marie Ramsey's a very pretty little girl. Don't you think so, Johnny? I bet the boys at school all go for her. I think she's very sweet. And I'm sure she likes you, Johnny. Remember, she called up to ask about you this morning.
Now, Johnny, I want you to believe that Judy and I are your friends. And that no one shall hurt you if you tell us all about it.
You don't know my mother and father. They'll disown me. They'll be furious.
Oh, we'll see about that. And remember, I know who pulled this stunt. Come on now. Tell Judy and me all about it.
Well, who do you think did it?
Johnny, what made you do it?
Oh, she wouldn't even look at me. She wouldn't even let me carry her books home.
Who wouldn't? You mean Marie?
Uh-huh.
Why, Johnny, you're at the head of your class. Marie should be proud to walk home with you.
Oh, yeah? Well, I help her with her Latin and her math, but she walks home with other boys, mostly with Robert. Well,
Robert is that big athletic-looking boy, isn't he?
Yeah, he's the football champ, the high-jump champ, and he can outrun any boy in River's End.
And so you decided to martyr yourself. I'm ashamed of you, Johnny.
Look at my muscle, Dr. Christian. I could never beat him up, and I don't stand much chance with Marie until I do.
Ah, we'll have to see what we can do about that. You might surprise him yet. Just wait to see if my little scheme works.
Oh, Dr. Christian, don't tell my mother and father I did it.
I'll have to, Johnny, but I'll tell them some other things, too. Don't worry, I'm your friend. I'm going down now to talk it over with your mother and dad. You eat your breakfast while Judy talks to you.
You're a swell guy, Johnny. Pretty soon you'll be back in school.
Oh, Judy, I can't go back. The fellows will be making fun of me. They'll be singing, Johnny's got a girl, Johnny's got a girl.
Oh.
I can't face them. I'd rather take a licking than go back.
Oh, don't you worry. Dr. Christian will fix it. You'll probably find out you're a hero after all.
Where's Sergeant Kelly?
He's gone. Said he'd check back later in the day. Said he was still working on it, but feels sure that it was a crowd of boys. So many bad boys running around now.
Well, we finally got Johnny to talk a little.
You did? Did he tell you who the little ruffians were who tied him up?
Mr. Jacoby, it's a pretty serious condition. I'm glad the police are gone. I think it's better for us to solve this problem among ourselves.
Oh, Dr. Christian! Has Johnny taken a turn for the worse?
No, but he's likely to develop a neurosis.
He's always shivering and shaking over something.
Did it ever occur to you that you might be responsible for that?
Why, how can you say such a thing? I buy him everything he asks for. No boy in school has better clothes.
Did it ever occur to you that you're working Johnny too hard? That you give him no time to play with other boys after school? Oh, he must come home right away and get you studying. He's afraid not to stand at the head of his class.
Well, perhaps he does study too hard, but what's that got to do with his crime?
I guess the doctor is suggesting that envy caused some of his classmates to tie him down and gag him.
Luther, it's much more serious than that. And I say I have to speak plainly. Mrs. Jacoby, you've been making that boy stuff down food that he abhors, haven't you?
Oh, but he's so underweight. Well, I've tried everything the nutrition books say.
Well, that's just the trouble. Surely you can strike a reasonable balance between the things that are good for him and the things he likes.
What is all this leading to, Doctor?
Simply that Johnny did it himself.
What?
He couldn't. Why was he at the Ramsey?
Bosh. What object would the boy have in tying himself on a neighbor's porch on a cold, dark night like last night? He's trying to protect someone.
Now, you know, the Ramseys have a very pretty little daughter.
Marie?
Yes, well, Marie is the cause of it all.
It's preposterous. The boy's an idiot.
Uh-oh, not so fast, Ludo.
What will people think of the little nitwit? Now won't we be a laughing stock when the papers show it up? I ought to jerk him out of bed and give him what he deserves.
In the state he is, at the present, anything might happen. No, you had better leave him alone.
He got none of that foolish, lovesick, idiotic disposition from me.
No, I'm sure he didn't. You don't waste many kind words.
Careful, Luther. Remember when Lily May told you she would go to the high school dance with you if you would sit on that pole for a week? Then after getting you up in the air, so to speak, she left town for a month.
And just who is this Lily May?
Oh, I didn't know I was letting a family ghost out of the closet.
Hmm.
Well, you'd better run along to your office, Ludo. When you come home, not a word of censor to Johnny. Just treat him as if nothing had happened. Remember any unkindness from you, and I won't be responsible for the result.
Well, I guess all boys are more or less foolish at that age.
Yes, the age of adolescence. You passed through it. You haven't forgotten the night I sat up with you all night because that same Lily May had dared you to swallow a dozen goldfish?
Oh!
She went to the party that night, but what about you?
You go on to the office, Luther, and never again let me hear you call Johnny a nitwit.
Well, I must be running along. I will explain to the police officers it was all a boy's prank and you are willing to drop the case. It'll all blow over one day or two.
Dr. Christian, what did Dad say?
Oh, nothing much. He was so glad you weren't hurt. Going to the office. Now, don't you worry about it. Expect he did foolish things, too, when he was your age.
Of course he did. All boys do. But don't ever try a thing like that again, Sonny.
Will Marie find I did it?
Come in. Oh, that's Marie. Come in, dear.
I just met Mr. Jacoby out front, and he said I should come right in. Hello, Johnny.
Hello, Marie.
How are you feeling now?
I'm okay.
He'll be out of bed and back in school in a day or two.
Oh, that's fine. All the kids are just dying to see you. Have you any idea who did it?
Oh, here, let me give you some water, Johnny.
Marie, come here. I want to ask you to do something for me.
Oh, of course, Dr. Christian. What is it?
I think it's best for Johnny to put this whole adventure out of his mind and forget it. And I want you to help him do it. Will you?
Yes, Dr. Christian.
But what will I say when people ask me?
You just tell them you're not talking, and it's doctor's orders.
Curtain descends on another Dr. Christian prize play with our star, Gene Herschelt, waiting to greet you. Men, thousands of people have dry scalp. You may have it and not even realize it. Is your hair dry, unruly? Does it shed dandruff flakes? If you've noticed any of these signs of dry scalp, start using Vaseline Hair Tonic now. Vaseline Hair Tonic checks dry scalp quickly, easily, by supplementing the natural scalp oil. Vaseline Hair Tonic contains no alcohol or other drying ingredients. Works with nature, not against it. Shake 5 drops a day on your comb or directly on your hair to check dry scalp. Give your hair a neat, well-groomed look. Also, massage your scalp before shampooing with Vaseline Hair Tonic to loosen dandruff, relieve itchy tightness. Vaseline Hair Tonic is the ideal care for scalp and hair. More bottles of Vaseline Hair Tonic are sold today than of any other hair tonic in America. Get yourself a bottle of Vaseline Hair Tonic tonight. Vaseline Hair Tonic is one of the many Vaseline brand products made by the Cheesebro Manufacturing Company, owners of the trademark Vaseline. And now here is Gene Herschel.
Thank you very much. The author of tonight's play is Mrs. Dana M. Stevens of Charlotte, North Carolina. She's a 66-year-old housewife with 2 married daughters and 3 red-headed grandchildren. So you can see why she understands boys and girls so well. Now, a few words on behalf of the Victory Loan Drive to remind you that the cost of keeping our armies in occupied territories, of maintaining hospital care for the wounded, and the cost of bringing the boys home must be met through the money raised in this Victory Loan. So won't you plan on buying one extra bun at least? And don't put it off. Do it tomorrow. Next week, plan to present a new prize play, Susan Comes Marching Home, by Ray Appleby of Los Angeles, California. We invite you to listen again next Wednesday evening to the Vaseline program, same time and same station. And until then, I'll say good night.
Cold weather brings snow and ice and tender, chapped lips. Get Vaseline Lip Ice. With Vaseline Lip Ice, cracked, chapped lips begin to heal almost instantly. Only 10 and 25 cents at druggists everywhere. Vaseline Lip Ice. Remember, next week, a delightful Dr. Christian prize play about a returned Army nurse and the man she left behind her. Don't miss it. Bob Anderson speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.